Hi everyone, welcome back to SYD Life. I'm Charlotte, this is Tyler.
Yo.
And we are excited to be back for another episode. Today we are going to be talking about being anxious about starting a 9-to-5 job. So get ready for that. Well,
hello.
I'm like, it's been so long.
It has been a minute.
How Welcome are you?
Back. I'm good.
Good.
I got my.
Oh, that is a nice shirt.
Yeah. I am.
It looks like homemade.
Big Uniqlo.
Oh, pants. Yeah. These are Uniqlo pants, actually.
Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I love Uniqlo.
Me too.
Should get Uniqlo on the podcast.
You know,
just as a concept.
You know what it is, though, for guys?
What?
It's the fit.
Yeah. They just have nailed it, haven't they?
Oh. Like,
all of my guy friends are obsessed. They all have like a moment where they open their eyes and they see Uniqlo as a brand and they're like, I must buy everything.
I will never shop anywhere ever again.
It's crazy because there aren't that many near where we live, but it kind of makes it the novelty
Look,
of it.
I've got a local, I've got Hornsby.
Is there one at Hornsby?
Yeah, there is.
Oh,
the only good thing at Hornsby Westfield.
Yeah. Wow, that is good.
But you just get one of every shirt in every color.
Yeah. And all the pants. And the fact that you can like my favorite jeans are from there because you can get them like tailored for free.
Huh?
You can get your jeans tailored for free.
Huh?
Same day.
Really?
Yes. What? So you just like get ones that like fit you around the waist or whatever. And then they like mine are always way too long. So they tailor them for free. Same day.
Short girl problems. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Also the tote bags.
The tote bags are good.
Or the bum bags.
Yes, those famous ones.
I don't wear around my butt. Yeah. But
well, anyway, I wanted to talk to you about Ned Brockman. Because if you guys have missed in some way, shape, or form how incredible this man is.
He's
he just finished.
Insane.
I've been following it like a hawk. I missed him finishing it this morning by 7 minutes.
Wait, I thought he already finished.
No, so he didn't make the record. He was supposed to be finished by 3 a.m. Monday.
Yeah, okay.
But his pace was like way far behind. Yep. But like, it would take me over 10 years.
How many
to do
Ks
that.
Did he do?
1,605.
On that same track.
On that same track. Around and around and around.
That is a recipe for insanity.
It's crazy. I don't know how he's lost his mind.
Did you? Sorry for all the feet people out there.
Oh my,
did you see how cooked his feet were?
Yeah, he went up 3 shoe sizes.
Do you want to explain that?
Oh, because his feet got so swollen.
So swollen.
And they even
like
had to
one
like...
one foot. And he would like have to... I don't get to use this word very often, but lance.
What the heck does that mean?
Lancing is where you like, you drain something.
Oh. Okay.
He's like lancing.
Yeah. And he like, they even like had to cut up the inside of their shoes just so that his feet just have more room.
Here's the thing. Like what he's done is incredible, but... will he have, like, function of his feet?
Ever again?
Ever again.
I don't know. Any physios out there?
Is it worth it?
What, is it irreparable damage or not?
Yeah. I think, like, maybe an amputation would be irreparable.
But my question for you is, like, what would be your equivalent of doing that? Like, he's, like, a long distance... like, he's, like, a long distance runner, right?
Yeah,
so he's, like,
yeah.
I could do that for... like, what's your
probably
extreme...
probably, like, an eating competition.
I was like, I would crochet and read for 1,600
hot
hours.
Dogs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
You see, I could never do that.
Well, number one, you're vegetarian.
Yeah.
Maybe like a cheeky tofu burg.
Ew, but like, ew, I like hate... one thing about me is my probably one of my least favorite things in the world are eating competitions.
Yeah. Oh.
Revolting.
Yeah.
Revolting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry if you're an eating
My
competitor.
Personality is I will feel like I could eat a horse. And then halfway through a meal, I'm like,
in.
I'm stuffed.
Yeah.
I'm stuffed.
But yeah.
And it's deceiving.
It's but
deceiving.
Yeah, it just got me thinking. I'm like, if I was in a position where I was like, I'm going to raise this much money by doing an extreme thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that good at anything enough to do that, you know?
Maybe like 1,600 hours of
like
sass.
Like, yeah. Of saying slay over and over again.
Charlotte is on her 12th hour of slay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Speaking of hours, though.
Yes.
We are talking about being anxious about starting a 9-to-5 job today.
9-to-5.
We're actually getting my sister on.
That's awesome.
So if you're sick of the Laidlaws, too bad.
Too bad.
Because
we've had
not
Colin.
Over yet.
Lucy's making a great return.
She is.
Podcast.
She is.
But it is. It's a big transition from high school to massive. Or even straight, like, out of uni.
Yeah, straight out of uni, and you go from, like, maybe working hospital or retail to all of a sudden it's like, what? I have to be at an office for...
Yeah.
Is it 8 hours?
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really fun one.
Great.
So I'll just hand straight over.
Let's get into it.
Great. Okay, everyone. I am now here with Lucy Laidlaw, my sister, and we are going to be talking about transitioning from maybe like casual work, coming out of uni, whatever it is, to then working like a 9 to 5 job, because a few people kind of put that in as something that they wanted to talk about, which I think is really fun. And so I have my sister here who works a 9 to 5 job and loves it. And so do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. So yes, I'm Lucy, Charlotte's sister. And so about 2.5 years ago, I kind of graduated uni and moved from that, uni casual work environment into like a tech corporate environment. Mm-hmm. So I currently work at a telecommunications company. My official title at the moment is Associate Data Scientist, if any that means anything to anyone. But essentially, I'm like solving problems for customers with data.
Yeah, so beautiful. And like also has like a healthy social life and does things all the time. Yeah. Tyler and I were just talking about Ned Brockman, how he's just run 1,000 miles, and we were discussing like what our thing would be if we did like the equivalent. Like Ned's a long distance runner, so he ran 1,000 miles. I said either, what did I say? I said like reading or crocheting for like a really extended period of time. What would your thing be?
I don't know. I'm one of those people who's like dipped their toe in 1,000 things but hasn't like mastered any
DJing.
It could be. It could be. DJing for no audience. I definitely do for 1,000 hours. Maybe I'd DJ 1,000 songs, or maybe I'd play 1,000 songs on the guitar.
Fun. Yeah.
But that'd be similar to Ned. I'd be like bleeding.
Yeah,
and like
the blisters. Yeah. Well, yeah. Transitioning to working 9 to 5 job as a young person as well, 25. That is what you are. That's your age. Kind of first question that we can talk about is just like, what are some of the fears and anxieties that you felt when transitioning into full-time work? Because it is like all of a sudden, I feel like I'm scared to graduate uni because it's like, oh, I have to actually be in the real world now. So what's some of the like the stresses that you felt when you were transitioning?
Yeah, I think I was just scared that it was going to take over my whole life and like suck up my social life, maybe my serving life, my music, my hobbies, things like that. I thought it was gonna suck all the energy out of that. We can talk about it later, but it definitely didn't. But I think that was my number one. I think I was scared it was gonna kind of take over everything, but I was also, as many of us probably feel, just thought that I was completely underqualified. Even though I'd studied that exact thing at uni, I think I felt like, oh, but everyone else has this extra like secret sauce or something. They've done 10 internships and all of that kind of stuff. I think I was just totally scared that I'd have no idea what I was doing. Which also was proved completely wrong once I started as well.
I feel like the one thing you always tell me is like, no one else is better than you.
that's taken out of context. I'm very encouraging older sister.
But just like,
you're so much more qualified than you think you are. Especially as a young person, as a young woman, you're so much more qualified than you think you are. Like even as like from school to uni, you might go in. I remember I had that sense as well. I just thought that everyone was going to know more than me. And I like moved into that technology space and I thought everyone had been coding since they were 5 and all this kind of stuff. And I'd never touched it before. So don't let, if you're like going into uni or going into a certain career or field, worry that everyone knows more than you. Because as soon as you get there, you'll be so surprised.
Yeah, even for like if there's HSE students listening right now.
Absolutely.
Like going into uni is scary, but there isn't a secret thing that everyone else knows but you. Like you're all in the same boat and everyone feels the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
Like everyone's just as terrified.
Yeah. And like I almost didn't pursue this field because I thought I was underqualified. Like I went to a uni open day and they had a terrifying PowerPoint and said you're going to learn 25 programming languages and I had no idea about that. But I just dived in anyway, and then I found that it was something that was just really interesting and that based on like other skills I had, I might be good at. So,
Do you identify as bilingual because you know coding languages? Yes or no?
Of course. No, I identify as a woman in STEM.
Totally. Yeah. I wish I could identify as a woman in STEM. But
you set up the technology here today.
That's true.
Don't forget the T is for technology.
T is for technology.
So if you use Instagram, you're a woman in STEM, really.
Totally. And now there's STEAM. Woman
what
in
the heck is the A?
Arts.
So women in any field really yeah. can join the club.
Yeah.
So everyone's welcome.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, I'd even say, like, back to the challenges thing, one thing I was maybe worried about was kind of like going into an environment where people have lots of different faiths, and it's kind of like you live in that bubble. Like, I grew yeah. up in like a Christian school, go to church here. Mm-hmm. So that can be something that we're scared of, but I'd just yeah. say absolutely go for it. Like, we yes. can't, we can't reach the world. We can't reach these corners of the world if we're not in them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're just too scared that maybe our faith will be pushed around, or that's kind of like the fire where it gets refined, I think. When yeah. you get to meet people from so many different walks of life and backgrounds, that's when your faith kind of strengthens and you just feel this love for these people in the world who you never would have met.
Totally.
For me, growing up on the northern beaches, going yeah. to a Christian school.
Yeah, I love it. Leaving the bubble. It's time.
No, I've met the most fascinating people with the most interesting yeah. life stories. Like, most people I work with didn't grow up in Australia, and they've just had the most adventurous lives overseas mm. and grown up in all these corners of the world that I've never been to. Every single continent sits on my table.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But it just increases your, like, your love for people. It's yeah. like, oh, there's no certain type of person that God loves more.
Yeah.
Like, God loves me the same amount as these people. How can I yeah. walk in as best I can with the fruit of the Spirit every day?
Exactly.
And just show that love to people.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And it's just fun. Like, that's yeah. cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
exactly.
want to know people. I want to know different people. I want to love people different, like, yeah, different to me, to my family. I think that's such an important point. But just, like, did, like, the structure of your life change? Because obviously you go from maybe, like, shift work where you can, like, do nothing in the morning and then go to work at, like, midday. But, like, yeah, how did the structure of your life change when it's 9 to 5? Because it just feels like so many extra hours of your week are gone.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, for me, the change actually gave me more space in my life. Mm. Even though I was working more hours, I went from doing, you know, 4 subjects at uni, which your brain's always ticking, I need to do that assignment, I have this quiz coming up, and I'm walking to different buildings and different classes, and I was also doing, like, tutoring, so I was doing, like, academic tutoring, I was doing music tutoring, which was so, so much fun.
Mm.
But it's also, you're going to different places and you need to prepare all this stuff before you go into work.
Yes.
You know, when you clock off, you might not actually be done because you're thinking about it, preparing for the next day. We both worked at Baker's Delight, which was really fun. I do miss
Gotta
Baker's
be worrying.
Delight.
I'm worrying about that bread all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't know when your hours are going to be, and you're working on a Saturday, your friends yeah. are hanging out. So
yeah.
for me, the 9 to 5 actually gave me so much more capacity because of the added structure. It was like, and also most 9 to 5s these days are quite flexible. So
yeah,
I might do
true.
More of like a 9:30 to 5:30 or something
yeah.
like that as well.
8 to 4.
Eight
whatever
to
four. Works.
Yeah, I started off as 8 to 4, but I've just slept in now.
Lucy yeah. walks out the door to get to her 9 to 5 job at like 8:45, and I'm like, what the heck
I'm
is
still
going
the first day, it's okay.
Wow.
But yeah, essentially, I think it actually, if you're really worried about that, it actually is giving me so much more capacity.
Because
now I know, okay, I finish at 5 and then we go to trivia and stuff like that. Whereas I used to like tutor in those after hours times.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of during the day when I'm actually most ready to be working is
yeah.
when I'm working.
It just gives routine.
Yeah, it gives
stability.
Routine. But if you're worried about routine and stability, like
right.
I was.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just so much more room yeah. as well. I almost want to break that myth of like 9 to 5, you walk in, you sit down at your desk and you don't move.
Oh, yeah.
That during that time, there's so much flexibility and so much fun to be had. And you get coffee with all these different people and you go to these different events and you get to, you know, dive into problems to solve. Like, so, yeah, it's lots of fun as well.
Totally. It's not just what, like, the office.
It's not what the office portrays.
Although that does look kind of fun too.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, were there any unexpected challenges that came with 9 to 5? Like, even, like, maybe you were working 9 to 5, but your friends were still working, like, casually, or, like, anything kind of in that vein, if there were any challenges that people might face?
Yeah, I think it is definitely a transition.
Yeah.
Like, at that time in my life, a few other things were changing at the same time. So, remember those first few months, I was like, whoa, okay. Mm. Like, your body needs to get used to that energy of maybe waking up a bit earlier than you used to.
And working in a longer...
Yeah, working for a longer period of time. Mm. So I've almost like forgotten about that now. But I remember those first few months, there was that energy change, I think, that don't worry about that if you have that in the first few months because it does go away.
Yeah.
And now I feel like I have just even more energy than I did before.
Yeah.
But the first few months it was like, well, okay, I'm going to bed tired. Might be going to bed a little earlier than I used to.
Yeah.
But now it's bounced back once you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was that. And yeah, and then you do have friends at kind of other stages.
Mm.
I probably saw 9 to 5 like around the middle of my friend group, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd seen people go there before. But yeah, then there's still like people who can go to the beach at 10 a.m. on a weekday. You know, there's a bit of the like, oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of places you work from home half the time now. And so there's lots of flexibility that kind of came with that. But yeah, that energy challenge up front, I'd say don't be discouraged if you feel really tired all of a sudden when you first start.
Yeah, totally.
But your body gets used to it and you bounce back.
Mm-hmm. Love that. And then I'm going to throw a question at you that I didn't write down. What about...
You're assuming I read them.
My sister, ladies and gentlemen. What about people that, like, know that they don't want to work a 9 to 5? Like, already, like, even, like, I know people in high school that are, like, I mean, they haven't tried it, but it's just, like, already, like, that is my worst nightmare. Like, what about those people?
Yeah, of course. Like, there's so many different pathways.
Yeah.
Like, if you know that you don't want to work that's awesome. Like, there's so many opportunities to go into mm-hmm. trades and all sorts of creative industry jobs.
Yeah.
I'd say that sometimes we can put a bit of, like, a stereotype on what a 9 to 5 is as well.
Yeah.
And it can be very different if you're working 9 to 5 in maybe like the banking and insurance industry compared to maybe like a tech industry.
Mm.
So I'd encourage those people. Maybe you're really creative and love graphic design.
Yeah.
Working a 9 to 5 in that industry will look very different.
Totally.
And can be very creative and free. And
yeah,
you know, you see, you
even the Dolly Parton worked a 9 to 5.
Exactly. And so, yeah, and there's even, like, and going into the professional world, different industries have different expectations. Like, totally. Even going into the professional music industry, you're not going to be working a 9 to 5, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So, my biggest thing that I did not really do, so I can't really advise this, but is to volunteer for some kind of free work experience if you can.
Yeah, just to get a taste.
Just to understand maybe your expectation of it is this, and this is actually what it is, as soon as you can.
Mm.
And even if you think you're going to love it and then you hate it.
Yeah.
That's so important to know as well.
Yes, totally. Even like if you want to be like an OT or something, like see if you can get a job as like a receptionist, like while you're doing uni or something, just so that you can like start networking even.
Yeah.
But just you get to see what the life is of it.
Oh, exactly. Dip your toe into that world.
Yeah.
So that you can go, oh, I actually don't really like this, which is totally fine. And then you can pivot to something else.
Yeah.
It's totally fine as well. Totally. And I think where our generation especially is going to have so many different careers. Like
my
career might not even exist in 10 years.
Yeah.
It'll be something completely different.
So. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Life is long. You got so many options. And then the last kind of question is just what advice do you have for people who are going to start a 9 to 5, but just kind of feel a bit overwhelmed?
I reckon just like, yeah, there's nothing you can do about that scaredness before you start.
Yeah.
I like still remember the Sunday at church before I started and like such a familiar environment. I was like, wow, tomorrow I have no idea what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get there, it's like, oh, like you'll meet people and it'll be so much more kind of chill than you're expecting. I can almost guarantee.
Mm.
And I'd say, I'd say just try and be excited about it. I mean, the first week you're going to be so tired. I remember the first day I was so tired when I got home. Everyone went to bed at like 8 p.m. from my like cohort that started on the same day. But yeah, we're with you if you need.
Yeah.
Find people in your world who maybe have gone into it and experienced it a few years before you to chat to as well.
Yeah.
And if you're about to start, once you're there, just meet as many people as you can.
Yeah.
Like in so many corporates, just get coffee with people. They love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll hear all this on your first day too, but...
Yes.
Yeah, I think don't put the pressure on as well of like, I need to prove myself immediately.
Mm.
I think that's something I put on myself of like, I need to be excellent immediately and prove myself immediately that I'm meant to be here and that I'm qualified for this.
Yeah.
But you actually don't need to. You've been chosen for a reason.
Yeah.
And even as you go through the application process, just be yourself because you'll end up finding the right fit that they're looking for. And then you don't need to put on a facade once you get there.
Totally. Because that would be the exhausting, draining part if you can't be yourself the whole time.
Exactly. And so try as much as you can to, be yourself when you're there and take the pressure off the first few months. You're just going to be learning the ropes and figuring things out. So you don't need to prove that you're the best in the team immediately.
Yeah. I'll never forget when you applied for this job that you currently have and they just like said, like, tell us about yourself. And you were like, I'm like currently trying to grow flowers in my backyard.
That's right, because
and it was just like,
yeah,
that stands out in like a tech corporate company.
Yes, absolutely. I'd say, gosh, I could talk about this for hours. If you're going into that like corporate businessy tech world, maybe before, as you go into that interview process, at the moment, so much of what they look for is like what you bring as a person. And so I'd even, like, I wrote a few things down before. This was like a group interview or something.
Yeah.
Of like, what's just something random and interesting that they could remember me by? And this was like mid-COVID, so like the most interesting thing I'd done was try and grow flowers. And they had sprouted the day before the interview, so I was like, they just sprouted. And I was like, wow.
I love
so
that.
Whatever that is, if you're like reading or crocheting like Charlotte or just random things to differentiate you, because everyone says, oh, I like love maths. And it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And no one loves math, let's be so
real. Well, some of
I'm
them
kidding.
Do.
I'm kidding. Just stir the pot.
But yeah. Yeah. Just bring your flavor of who you are,
totally.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah, love that. And then the last question is, what is the one thing you want people to just remember from this conversation? If people only listen to this 30-second section of it, what do you want them to hear?
As you go into a 9-to-5, be yourself. Expect your life to change a little bit. Your energy might change a little bit. But you're so much more qualified than you think. You can have so much more fun than you think. Get into work experience early so you can test out different industries and areas is kind of what I'd mostly say, I think.
Great. I was like,
don't be scared to go into that environment, meet different people. It's super exciting and grows you so much as a person. Kind of leaving that bubble maybe into the professional world. It grows you so much as a person and you'll be so blessed by
it. There's a Bible verse I can't think of now that's like something, I think it's maybe in Proverbs, that's like about like, don't let the fear of man stop you, just to summarize.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your soul and keep your light.
Yes.
If you're a person that has that faith, like keep those two things. I even wrote down before I started, like, these are the things about Lucy that are going to stay.
Yes. Totally.
So that you, if you get pulled into different, all sorts of different industries, have different environments, might be quite hectic, like consulting and things like that, where the culture might really quite differ from kingdom culture.
Yeah.
Write down what those things are that is going to be true to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have one drink at the work event or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so that when you go into those environments, it just helps you stand your ground in humility.
Totally.
You know, you're never going to...
Like, I'm the best. I, like...
Oh, never.
Just shut up.
Yeah. Just... And just how exciting it is to go into those places with people that God loves so much that you might just not have ever have met before.
Totally. I love that. Thank you so much.
Sorry, that was a lot of things.
No, that's fine. It's fine. She's high capacity, ladies and gentlemen. And you can be too. Thank you so much. I feel like that has given us a great picture into how, like, this is why I chose Lucy to come on, because you, like, I feel like you work a 9-to-5 well in your own way. Which is exciting.
Yeah, and I really enjoy it, and this is how I do it for me as well. But
yeah.
As you go and experience it, you might find different things you like. Mm-hmm. You might hate it, and that's totally fine.
Yeah. And next week, we're talking about having like a good work-life balance with someone else. So it might be totally different. So
yeah,
we'll find
exactly.
out. Yeah. So thank you so much, everyone. A round of applause for Lucy, if you're listening at home. And I'll throw back to myself and Tyler. So good.
I love when you and Lucy get
together. Yeah, I'm like...
It's good times.
It's probably a bit unhinged, but it's good.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's what sisters are for.
Exactly.
I think probably, like, there's Lucy and Susan from Narnia.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
In terms of, like, iconic
And then I'm
sisters.
Lucy.
And then there's you and your sister.
Oh, you were talking about the
iconic
sisters. I thought you were comparing my sister Lucy to Susan.
No.
Lucy
no.
and Susan, Charlotte and Lucy.
Then maybe like Serena and Venus. You're in that top three.
Who the heck is that?
Oh, no.
Serena and who?
Serena Williams.
Oh. These are Venus.
No.
Of course. Well, you're putting us... I'll take that.
Yeah, good.
And I'll never forget that you said that.
Yeah, yep. Top three.
Yeah, great. But yeah, thanks so much, Luce. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Good.
What's the word? Like when...
You tell me.
Enforced quality time. That's what I'm trying to say.
But yeah. Take that one again?
Thanks for having some enforced quality time with me, Lucy.
Enforced quality time. Very good.
But yeah, no. It was really fun chatting with her. I hope that it helped. Maybe eased some worries. If you're... Because it's the end of the year. Like, semester's pretty much finished. I'm not. But for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Semester's coming to an end. Might be your last year of uni and you're like, next year,
it's on.
It's on. So,
yep.
Great advice, great chats.
Great.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys. See you then.
Yeah, bye. Bye. This podcast is produced by C3 SYD Church. We exist to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. For information, head to c3syd.church. And for more content, go to @sydlife.podcast. Help us reach more people in Sydney by sharing this episode with a friend. See you next time.